Louisville. Public Enemy number one in D.C. Public Enemy number one in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, let's get this started. Spikes. The day, I was never ahead of the day, I don't feel like. I was always playing catch up. But
it's like hands.
I ran a great race. I'm just going to say that. I got some things did. And I am set up most excellently for tomorrow, which will be a well-deserved Friday to get two gigs out of the way and have a weekend. With the exception of the Cat Named Rock Show, which will be 4 to 6, back to its regularly scheduled time this Saturday. Join me and my co-host Ethan from 107.3 The Eagle, who Dizzy, or as I like to call him, AOC of the Bone, is desperately trying to pilfer from me. Leave Ethan alone. You got Corey Cardinal and JoJo. JoJo actually belongs to me, too. I'm like, just stake claim to that.
Y'all so greedy.
Yeah, all right. How you stick? You know why? Because they don't let anybody stay here. there's like a very slim pool of people if you want somebody in the studio.
Just be happy for them, man. Just be happy for them.
I am. I'll be happy for them. But stay out of my show. How you sticking, Spike?
Mo, this is a little deep here. I'm sticking wondering. Should a guy be concerned if his girl wants to go to their ex funeral?
Should a guy say this again?
Should a guy be concerned if his girl, current girl, wants to go to her ex's funeral?
No, he's dead. What do you care?
Fly to his ex's funeral.
He's still gonna
fly.
Be,
he's in Missouri. He's in Missouri.
He's still gonna be dead.
That's true. So there's no. Why are you going to see that MF?
He dead. I mean, call
the funeral. We know he dead.
Okay, give me some parameters. How long had they known each other? Do they have kids? Were they ever married? Blah blah blah. It depends. I mean, first off, I wouldn't be upset about any of it. I'd enjoy the time by myself. secondarily. I mean, if this is somebody she dated for a year and then, you know, and she wanted and hadn't seen in 10 and then
you
wanted
next
to go
in line. No, you was next in line. She just left this joker for you. It didn't work out with him, but then they met you and y'all kicked in. Everything is going in your life. And then one day she says, "Ooh, Bob passed. I heard he got killed in a car accident.
Right.
I think I want to go to his funeral and it's in Missouri."
I mean, is she paying for the trip?
That doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I'm asking the question. Okay. Mike, don't tell me what matters to me. You asking me what I feel. So what? I'm giving you parameters that matter to me.
Is she coming out of the household budget? Is
she working?
Damn. Your concern is the financial?
If it's all my money, hell no.
You concerned?
I don't know. I don't care. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't?
Yeah. I mean, I would. You know, my exes. I would go to my ex-wife's funeral. Both, but we have kids. We share kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a.
But how would you? Would your current have an issue with it?
It doesn't matter.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter. Ooh. It's not a decision for her to weigh in on.
Dang, look at you trying to be old man.
I'm trying to say it like that. I think there are decisions that she would make that I would say, well, it's not for me to weigh in on. You do what you feel like doing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I would, if I wanted to go,
I might have
a
problem with that. If my girl says, I got to go to Joe Armia's funeral. I heard he got killed in the Iraq war.
Define the problem that you would have, Spike.
Why does this joker that's going to cost her airtime, time from work, get on a plane, fly to another city to go to a funeral for some dude that's her past?
Well, but at one point...
It ain't family.
But I understand, at one point they probably shared a deep connection.
Well, yeah, if they were kicking it, yeah, I understand that.
Well, now, you don't have to share a deep connection with everybody you kick it with. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you want to fly to Missouri to go to the funeral, I would imagine that there was a deep connection shared. And that's fine.
And so you and I have been together for X amount of time period, and now you still want to go see homeboy in his last days on this earth?
Wants to pay her respects. Yeah, his last days are done. He already done his last days.
Why does it matter that he's gone?
Because I'm trying to ascertain.
I'm just being devil's advocate.
I'm trying to ascertain, Spike, what you feel the threat is. You have not outlined a threat. What is the threat of your girl going to pay respects to her ex?
The threat is that, why is that even an issue or concern? That's history.
History.
Not family.
But history is always alive in you. People like to say, well, that's ancient history or that's history. History is not a dead entity necessarily. I mean, a lot of decisions we make in the present and for the future are based on things that happened in history, in our history. So it's a lot. It's a live entity.
I don't know, emotions are emotions.
If she, I mean, again, if they spent a lot of time together.
Her heart is probably pitter pattering, flittering, because she found that.
Fluttering, but go ahead.
As he found out that, you know, Joe Armin went down.
Well, it might have brought up a lot of memories that she had not even really thought about throughout the course of her current relationship. But, you know, that's sad. You know, he passed. You know, I want to go pay my respect.
I'm not saying I would go.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, but you said you would be okay with it.
Absolutely.
If your girl said, ooh, Joe Armin, I just heard that my friends from high school told me Joe Armin passed, and her and Joe Armin dated, for a couple years.
Yeah, I just heard my first love or my high school boyfriend. It was my first serious relationship. Okay, I knew his family.
Can you take me to the
airport?
Blah,
blah, blah. I ended up doing all that, but, you know.
I don't know about all that. You take me to the airport, you know.
She got a car? No, I'm not taking you. You can drive to the airport.
I got a baby, Spike.
Getting my ass up early to take her to the airport.
I'm sorry. I have a 3 p.m. flight.
To the ground. Nah, man. That's my nap time.
What's your threat, dog? What's your threat? Why you feeling threatened?
I drive it through rush hour traffic. You go. You want to go? Go.
Leave me out.
Yeah. I know the Joker. Hey, you're on the Cat Named Mo show. What's your name? What's up?
My name's Joni, and I wanted to talk about the funeral.
Please weigh in, Joni.
So, in my opinion, maybe she just wants to go to the funeral because that's an opportunity to see all the people that she used to kick it with, all in one place, all at one time.
Yeah.
And reminisce about Joe Armin.
Well, maybe not so much about him, but maybe he used to have her dog and she wants to go and see if her dog's still around. You don't know.
Okay, so you have no issue with if your man said, hey, you know, my ex-girlfriend from college, I heard she went down. I want to go see her funeral. Can you take me to the airport? You good?
I'm good with that because I'm actually best friends with his ex, yeah.
Spike, not everybody has the antiquated notions.
It's called an ex for a reason.
Or the possessive nature that you have where you look at your girl as a piece of property that cannot go home again, you know, and just.
You can go see your family all day, every day. So you saying you okay with this guy, with this guy doing this because you good with the ex?
I would be fine with that, yes.
You a keeper. All right.
Well, he thinks so.
I don't know. I got mixed emotions about that.
Joni, are you like me, not hearing Spike articulate exactly what he's afraid of? I mean, maybe you said that she would that old memories would come up, but clearly old memories have already resurfaced.
Right.
So what's the issue?
Wait, the old memories.
Exactly. Like, I feel like the old memories may have nothing to do with the reason that she wants to go to pay respects. I have a feeling that it might have something to do with just seeing, like, his family and saying, you know, I'm sorry about your loss. It depends upon how long they were together, too, I would imagine.
Okay,
if they were together for 5 or 10 years. Yep, there you go. I just said five.
5 years
so
is a lot.
So she got to know everybody She got to know everybody in his life, and right. She's probably just wanting to go and commiserate with them.
And
but it's not a love thing.
And you've been with your significant other for 3 years. You don't. You still don't think that's just like a, almost a slap in your face?
No. Oh, you go ahead. Let me just put this out, Joni, and then you can answer that. 5 years is a significant relationship.
Okay, I don't care. Okay.
But it's germane to the conversation, Spike.
No, if I'm with you for 3 years, then 5 years ago, 8 years ago, doesn't matter.
You with her 3 years does not make 5 years insignificant.
Let me ask you this quick.
He's not lying anymore, so there is really nothing that could be going wrong.
Okay, you're an anomaly, or whatever the word is. So let's say if you wasn't best friends with your exes,
outside, like, what is she, or what?
An anomaly or something like that, monopoly or something like that. Anyway, you different.
You said it right, anomaly.
Right. If you wasn't friends with your man's or girl's ex, would you still be okay with it?
I would imagine, because she's dead.
Yeah. The other thing is, I don't know that she's all that much of an anomaly. I think there are a lot of people that are still friends with their exes. A lot of people. I would say maybe half, maybe more. Not everybody's scared like
you. Well, and you also have people that are funeral traders that just go to funerals so that they can be in the moment with all the people.
Well, I'm sorry, our funeral what?
What?
Funeral chasers. As you get older, all your friends die, so everybody goes to all the funerals.
Okay, so, and again, let me throw this parameter in there. It's an out-of-state funeral where they have to fly to there. You still good with that? You ain't going.
Well, so my husband and I have separate check accounts, so, yeah. Yeah.
I like you. I like you a lot.
What you want with your money.
Yeah, that's what I said. Spike, why are you worried about the money? Don't worry about it. Joni, you call us anytime, all right? Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you. All right,
bye.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to put you on hold, and now I'm going to go to you first. What's your name?
Kirk,
what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to just let Spike know she's going over there to see if she can find any way out of that current relationship she's in.
Kirk, you ain't never lied.
So she made up the funeral?
Yeah, she probably made up the person. He Ricky Stanicky, whatever the hell.
Yeah, that. Really.
Damn. Spike, I got to fly to Missouri. My old ex, Ricky Stanicky.
He died.
We got to put him in the ground. Next thing you know, you see pictures of her with John Cena, arm in arm. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Hey, what's your name?
Jennifer,
go ahead.
Hey, maybe this person is concerned that if she goes back and spends some time in the environment and around the people that she was with before, she may have second thoughts about being in her current situation.
So you think that's what Spike's issue is? That he thinks that she may get into that.
Maybe that's the uncomfortable part.
You got a scared heart, Spike. You got a scared heart.
How do you feel about it? Would you let your man or woman go?
I would feel a little funny, to be honest. Like, I might feel like, because I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the person whose ex, you know, whose girlfriend passed away, the guy, whatever. I'm trying to put myself in those shoes if it happened to me. And I might feel like, if he goes back and he's gone for a week or so, and he might be like, I kind of missed this.
Okay.
So you got to scare heart.
Wait, hold on.
You got to scare heart.
Hold on. If you throwing in a week. I might say, why you got to be? No, I wouldn't, because, I would enjoy the time.
Yeah, Thursday weekend. Thursday through Sunday.
You ain't got to be gone a week.
Thursday through Sunday.
That's a vacation.
Thursday through Sunday. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I think I'm just trying to figure out why it might be a bother, why it might be a concern. That's all I can think of.
Mike is extremely insecure. Thank you for the call, sweetheart.
That's what it is.
Y'all have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Spike, what if she invited you? What if it wasn't she wants to say, hey,
will you? No, that's like going to your ex's wedding. Why would you do that?
No, it's not. It's completely different. That is a horrible analogy.
No, I'm saying you are no longer part of their lives.
But the man.
Why are you going to their funeral or their wedding?
Forget the wedding. I don't know that there's any reason to go to the wedding. But the funeral is a dead. No, it's not the same thing, Spike. Your wedding is a celebration. A funeral, you're going to pay.
A celebration of life.
It's really not. That's another.
That's what they call it, a celebration of life.
They call the meeting of that, but the funeral itself is paying respects. That's what you're doing. You're paying your respects.
I'm paying respects to the girl getting married, too. My ex is getting married. Her ex is getting married.
Scared. You afraidy cat. I got to be scared. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey. This is Bill. Hey, Spike. Yo. You ever seen Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
Will Ferrell, bro. That's going to be your old lady.
Okay. First and foremost, I don't think Will Ferrell was in Wedding Crashers. It was the cat from Swingers and then the guy from Meet.
Throwing the wrenches the golf ball. The soccer.
Will Ferrell.
Dodgeball.
Will Ferrell may Dodgeball, have had a cameo, but I don't think he was in Wedding Crashers. And that's a horrible analogy. It's a funeral. You don't go to funerals to try and sleep with people. I don't think that you do.
Yeah, that's when they vulnerable.
At the very least. Go ahead. What's your name?
Denise, how you doing?
Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm good. You know, about this whole going away and leaving your partner and all that crap. You know, if you're worried about somebody going away like that, you shouldn't be in a relationship with them anyway.
Preach, sister, preach.
I was okay until the dude died.
No,
I wasn't worried about my relationship until the dude died and she wanted to go.
What you're saying.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You should be able to go anywhere and not worry about husband or your wife or partner or whatever.
I can't.
You should not worry about them. If you do, you need another relationship.
Yeah. You worried about the wrong thing.
No, but I'm thinking,
your girl should be worried about you going to Hooters every day.
But see, everything is good until the situation presents itself.
No, it ain't good if he goes someplace for a couple days and wants to leave you. That ain't a good relationship.
That might not happen. I'm just saying, if she comes to me and says, hey, I want to go to Joe Army's funeral.
Yeah, no.
Everything was good until that moment.
Mike, I think everybody is giving you the same advice that there's no reason to be worried about this. By the way.
No, somebody said they'd be worried about it.
After 4 weeks. Yeah. I said, who wouldn't? Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, go ahead.
Hey, Spike, you got to think of it this way. Don't you have an old girlfriend where you got to know her family, things were good, but you just grew apart, and then you want to go pay your respects because the family knows you were part of that whole life back then? So
yes.
I have somebody like that, and I would definitely show up for his, but I don't think anything of him romantically.
But,
you know?
But. We've moved on. We both have different lives now.
That's okay, but there's let me interject here. You don't move on from someone. You don't move on from maybe a fondness of somebody or times that you've had.
You push them aside.
Hey,
can I keep her love letters?
Well, if you hide them.
We moved on.
Thanks for the call.
You're going to be putting them out there.
Right? Yeah. Reading them at night with a low light and a bottle of Chardonnay. That is a problem. Thanks for the call, sweetheart. Go ahead. Last call. We have to go to break. What's your name?
Hey, Mo, it's Joel.
Hey, Joel.
I'll make it quick.
Go ahead.
Will Ferrell was a funeral crasher in The Wedding Crashers.
Ah, okay. Thank you. You know what's funny? I think Wedding Crashers is a very funny movie, but I do not believe I've ever seen it all the way through. I've seen big chunks of it, but I don't think I've ever had the chance to sit down and see it. But I do remember, now that you say that, I vaguely remember the scene with Will Ferrell, and he was a funeral crasher. You were right about that, and I apologize. I apologize to the other caller because I might have called you a dummy. All right, thank you. Get your fast food. All right, there you go. All right, Spike, it would not be an issue for me, I understand how it would be an issue with other people, but I think if it's an issue with other people, I think there are greater issues at foot in the relationship or within themselves that they need to address.
But can you realize that there was a great relationship until that thing became evident? I didn't know everything was going good until that person, your partner, says, oh, yeah, by the way.
And that means it's now going bad because you feel like in the 3 years that you guys have been together, she's been pining for this guy?
Yes.
Okay, but that's not what that necessarily
means.
But
I didn't have that problem yesterday because I didn't think she was pining for the guy. But today I thought she was pining.
But that's insecurity based on, that's your insecurity.
I've been insecure all this time until that one day.
You ain't insecure until somebody you feel you have a reason to be. Till somebody's ex-boyfriend dies.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a bone traffic update.